Welcome to your Joyous Light Summit, the successful woman's guide to easily rise above life's challenges and live a life filled with joy. I'm your host, Melanie Newman. I love to work with women who have had challenges in their lives and help them connect back to joy. Today, I am delighted to spend time with our expert, Dr. Kimberly McGeorge. Let me just tell you a little bit about her. Dr. Kimberly has practiced alternative and naturopathic medicine for over 25 years. She began as an herbalist and wrote as an herbalist columnist for an international magazine, Open Arms. She created and distributed her own line of herbal organic products through an international mail order company. She also maintained multiple clinical practices in Columbus, Ohio, before she began teaching all over the country. In 2010, she began the Secret to Everything radio podcast, and the brand was born. And I've known from our visiting before, Dr. Kimberly, that you are involved in a lot of things, and I'm excited to have you here and want to thank you for being here.
Oh, I'm always so honored and happy to be invited, so thank you.
Ah, great. Let's just start right in and have you share with us what is your personal story of how you have overcome your own challenges or a challenge and discovered your purpose and your path to joy.
You know, that question is so different for me today than it even was 5 years ago, because one thing I've learned is we are always going to have challenges. And just when we think the road is smooth, it'll be little, it'll be big. If it's not your challenges, it'll be your parents' challenges that affect you, or your friends, or your children, or your pets, or society. And this world, this 3D world, isn't really made for a smooth ride. Now, however, saying that and backing up a bit, some of my deepest challenges I have found permanent solutions to, and I don't think a lot of people can really say that. You know, we kind of tend to struggle with the same things as far as chronic conditions, whether it's mental, emotional, spiritual, or physical, our whole lives, and they kind of center around one thing, like a tendency toward depression or a tendency toward anxiety or stomach issues or, you know, arthritis or maybe struggling in business or struggling in relationships. So it always seems to me to be a huge victory when you can at least get a couple of those areas under control. And for me, the first area that I got under control, for the most part, not completely, but for the most part, was my health. And the reason I even discovered natural medicine, because it's so funny to hear me say this, because my whole last 26, 27 years of my life has been really saturated in natural medicine. The reason I discovered it is because I had health problems and I didn't even know there were alternatives, which sounds so dumb because alternative medicine is so much more popular now than it was, you know, many years ago.
Uh-huh.
And I had a weird, they still don't know what it is, but when I would get pregnant, we suspect now that it took us many years to even get close to what we thought it was. But when I would get pregnant, and I have 4 living children and 3 children that have passed away, but so I got pregnant a lot. But when I would get pregnant, I would go into a dying process. And so obviously that's not healthy when you're pregnant to lose a lot of weight. And even though I was really good, like mentally, emotionally, like it didn't really affect me with depression or, you know, any kind of mental, emotional. Physically, I would drastically start just losing the pounds, you know, a couple pounds a week instead of gaining weight. And so the doctors were always like, this really, you know, at first they're like, this really isn't happening. Maybe it's mental. We're going to give you like psychiatric antidepressants. And they kind of went that direction. And then they're like, you know, maybe we should hospitalize you. And I've been observed, you know, and they're like, we can't figure anything out. And tons of tests run on me. And so all that to say, it was really serious. And then when I had my baby, I would go into a very deep postpartum depression. So then my physical body would even out. But that's when I would pay the price, like emotionally and mentally. And so obviously I went through this cycle many, many times. And I got sick of it because it seemed, and, you know, part of the issue was maybe I should have been smart enough to be like, pregnancy isn't the best thing for me. But, of course, I don't regret, you know, having the children that I have. But, you know, I'm a little slow, you guys. I admit it. But I think it was the quality of life, and I think a lot of people will relate to this, the quality of my energy, the quality of my focus, the quality of my mood, the lack of joy. It was almost like a sub-grade or low-grade kind of just blah. It felt like every day was just, you know, blah, and I didn't like living that way. But I went to my, you know, maybe 80th counselor, and I'm like, you know, what can I do? And they're like, well, we can switch, you know, offer you a new medication. And I barely even took medication when they gave it to me. But they're like, we can offer you another medication. And just something in me said that's not the answer. And I remember standing in front of my psychiatrist and saying, is there anything else? And he said, no. And because I was born with highly intuitive gifts, I could feel, and this is important for everyone listening, I could feel universally that wasn't true. So that trusting my intuition that that was a lie made me sit down in front of the internet and Google alternative solutions to, I don't know, I think I put in anxiety and depression and, you know, can't sleep. And I was like, oh my goodness, there's like all this stuff. And of course, it's not the stuff that I necessarily, you know, use today. I didn't know about that. That took me a while. But I found out there were herbs and there were vitamins and there's like other stuff you could try. And I know that sounds so old-fashioned, but it blew my mind. I'm like, I'm going to go this road. So it all began with, and I just picked, you know, herbs because they were reasonably cheap and it made sense to me. And I started experimenting with that. So that was the doorway that I came in to the whole industry. And it obviously eventually led to what I'm doing now.
Now, have you always known you were intuitive that way, or did that bring it out, this experience?
No, thankfully, I was born super, super weird. I mean, I could see spirits, and I didn't know it was called this, but the term is like remote viewing. So when I was 2 and 3, I remote viewed tons of different stuff. So I always had really weird abilities, and I was, of course, as is typical, I was the only one in my family that had these abilities, so didn't feel real comfortable in my family of origin, which created a lot of issues, to be honest, socially and in school. You know, I always share that, and this is kind of crazy because you don't think elementary kids think like this, and maybe it's just me, but I remember walking through my elementary school thinking, I am so different from everyone here that they should probably just put me away. I mean, because nobody, I mean, when I was really little, I thought everybody had the same abilities as I did. But when I got older, you realize really quickly when you're like, oh, gosh, that's really crazy. Do you see this? And your friends are like, no. And you learn to be quiet and you learn to lock parts of yourself away. So instead of saying, put me away, what I did was lock my own self away inside.
And that's painful. And that's, so how did you allow, when did you start to allow that come out?
Yeah, that's a great question. It actually took, and I think, again, this is a kind of a key truth that I found consistent through my whole life and consistent in the lives of my clients. It took change. It took risk. It took leaving my house and going to college 8 to 10 hours away and being kind of plopped into an environment where no one knew me. So there was no judgment. You know, it's kind of clean slate. There was no judgment. There was no expectation. And I, as soon as I felt comfortable in that environment, I would tentatively start expressing myself. You know, people would come, you know, girls talk in college about boys and all this stuff. And my friends would come to me and they'd be like, do you think, you know, Mark is going to break up with me? He's acting really strange. And I would be like, he's acting strange because he's been dating 3 other people since the very beginning of your relationship, and they look like this, and this is where they live. And they're like, what? And then they would investigate it. And when they found out that what I said was always true and very detailed, I actually became like a mini celebrity on my college campus. And that was the first time that I was celebrated for who I was and for my uniqueness. And that ended up being really cool because I actually, that's the first time I started working with the paranormal and also with the police department, and I was actually pulled in very, very young, 19, 20, 21, professionally as a remote viewer, intuitive, and high-level psychic. So I was not only, it wasn't only in my little college campus. I was immediately, I went from feeling crazy to feeling super valued and being paid.
Being validated for your gifts.
Yeah.
And then you could allow them to flourish and explore more.
Absolutely. Yeah. So then with that, and I will also say, because I had stifled them and packed them away and tried to pretend I was normal, they didn't grow, as you pointed out. It was when I started using them, you know, from my late teens, early 20s, and walk in them and say what I knew. You know, people, there's all different kinds of, you know, extrasensory gifts, but, you know, I would know things and I would speak it and I would see things and I would speak it. I would hear things, I would speak it. As each of those things became validated, you become bolder and braver, and you actually learn, like painting or playing an instrument or anything, you know, even coming out of law school, you're not as good an attorney as you are, you know, 5 years later. So I really think it's the walking in our abilities, whatever your abilities are, that is so important. It's not necessarily just rote practicing them. It's really, you know, when the inspiration hits or when you feel led to speak up, that you start using them.
Okay, so you're already addressing it. What advice would you give to someone who maybe senses there's more, but they're not in the environment that would allow them to explore freely? What advice could you share to help them trust, learn, look inside, and trust themselves?
You know, like I said, doing, just do it, you know, is one of the things I always encourage. And I provide within my organization and my brand, we provide opportunities for people to do that. It's funny, I was on a call last night, and someone that's been with me for many years, she was on the call with me, and instead of me answering when we were doing a healing call, but instead of me answering, I would say, Nancy, why don't you, you know, share what you're receiving or what you'd love to say to them. So I provide those opportunities in my organization. But for people that aren't obviously tied in with an organization like mine, you can be. That's what I love about the society that we live in. There's many negative things, but one of the positive things is you can get online and you can type in meetup groups. And I guarantee you, whether you're interested in the paranormal or in knitting or in biking, you know, whatever, or in psychic abilities, you know, whatever your interest is, you can type that in. There's a meetup group probably semi close to you, depending where you live. And you can go online and you can listen to beautiful shows like yours, and you can connect with who you resonate with and who you want to work with, because many people have extensions of their classes. They have groups. And I think some of the benefit, I mean, my group has a life of its own. They get together all the time. They don't invite me. I mean, you know, I'm sure I would be invited. I'm sure I would be invited, but, you know, I can't always just drop life and go to L.A., but I've had my people meet up, and they have dinner, and I've had people get married that are in my groups that met in my groups, and travel to Europe and begin businesses together. And so I think it's really important to get into a network, kind of like I accidentally did when I went to college. I didn't know that would happen. I kind of stumbled into a place where my gifts were appreciated. I think we can deliberately put ourselves in a place where eventually, even if not at first, that we feel safe in the full expression of ourselves. And I'm not just talking about gifts like mine. I'm talking about whatever your interests are. You know, it may be a writer's group. There's so many writer's groups on Facebook, and on LinkedIn is a great place to connect with people and fellow professionals. There's so, I just think, you know, it's kind of an excuse if we sit and we're like, oh, gosh, I don't know anyone. I don't know what to do, because we can get plugged in, and I guarantee you in those groups, someone will know what to do.
Right. So a safe place, friends, a group that you can trust and explore whatever your interests are that can raise you, can help support you. And otherwise, what you just said, it's kind of an excuse. It's kind of an excuse to be isolated. If we choose that,
yes,
we don't receive what would strengthen us.
Yeah, I love that, because you're missing out on the richness of a community. And, it's so beneficial to get involved in a like-minded community.
Yeah.
And, you know, some of these groups,
yeah,
and you and I both know, have thousands of people in them, and some you can pick a smaller group, have hundreds or less than 100. So I think there's just something for everyone and all over the world, not just in the U.S., you know, not just in Canada. All over the world, you can kind of find your family or your extended family.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. Yes, it's nice to be reminded of that. What are your thoughts on overcoming? Well, first let's go to how does what you do help people who are struggling? Maybe let's share with us what you do and how that helps.
I don't think you – is this an eight-hour show? Because what
no.
I do, there is – no, it's just what I do has become so comprehensive and yet so individualized that really there is no area that we do not help balance the individual, bring the individual back to balance in. So if you have chronic health problems or if you have – acute health problems, if you're all of a sudden breaking out all over your body and you don't know why, it doesn't matter because we live again in this beautiful age. I obviously was born for this age because I just love technology, and I've worked with technology for the last 16, 17 years, and recently we've created our own technology. So I work with about two or three pieces, maybe four pieces of technology, and we just are able on a very individual level, and I want you guys to think about that. Nobody, unless you're clones, and even then, nobody on the whole planet is like you. So there is no what do you do for diabetes. There is no what do you do for depression. Unless your name's depression, it's not going to help you. We find the body, the energy field, the mind, the emotions, the spirit is so specific. You could have IBS, and I could have two products that work phenomenal for 99.9% of the people. But when you come in, your body's allergic to those products. What am I going to do? Well, most people would be, I don't know, we'll just keep trying stuff till it works. We never have to try anything that I suggest, whether it's a frequency, whether it's music, whether it's a color, whether it's a therapy, whether it's, you know, even the difference, and I'll use this as an example. You know, people are like, oh, my doctor's telling me more exercise. You know, maybe it's weight. My doctor's telling me more exercise. Oh, wait. Do you need more yin exercise or do you need more yang exercise? Do you need to run or do you need to walk? Like, we can drill down anything that you have a question about. We can tell you specifically what to eat, what not to eat, what you will thrive in, what you need to avoid until, like, your gut is healed or until certain things come into balance. We can tell you why you have inflammation. We can tell you, I could do a brain scan right now, and I could tell you your alpha state and your theta waves and what you're using right now, what you're not using right now. I mean, when I say anything, I could tell you all your conscious emotions that are out of balance, and I could tell you all your subconscious emotions that are out of balance. I can tell you beliefs that you may know you have, and I can tell you all your beliefs that you don't know you have. I can do better than that. I can tell you every single piece of programming that's ever been put in you that you would never know unless somebody skilled told you. I mean, that's huge. I can go down into your DNA and look at every strand, and we can tweak that, and we can pull out different things that are I don't want to say wrong, but not balanced. That's amazing. I mean, what we do is more accurate and verified by lab tests, but more accurate than lab tests. So there's no site untouched, and we can get really wacky. We do house clearings and land clearings, so we'll go in and we'll say your ley lines are messed up or the builder's energy is still in your home. Do you guys think about that stuff? Everything's energy. Everything's frequency. The higher vibrating your home is, the higher vibrating everybody in your home is.
Okay, tell us more about that, about the energy. Everything is frequency. Everything is energy.
Yeah, absolutely. Just everything. I mean, it's so funny because people are like, my thoughts aren't energy, but they are. Every thought has a specific energy. So it really doesn't matter who is saying, like, if you want to be positive, we'll do something positive. Like, I love you, that has a certain frequency. And the word love and the emotion love, the frequency is 528. So we just have this ability to scan your energy field and see, do you have 528 in your field? Is it very low? Is it very high? And we can tweak things like that. And then we can give you that frequency to use however you want. So you can play it into your field. You can play it into your home. We make MP3s all the time with frequencies layered into it. One of my favorite tips that's really a life changer for me, and I know to my group it's really normal, but to you guys it might sound kind of strange, but I challenge you to do this as an experiment. And, of course, and I can't think of his first name, Eddie Moto's done so many experiments with water, but one of the things I do, because I get both distilled water and spring water delivered to my home, but before I put in a new thing of water, 5 gallon water, I write 528, and I also write the Fibonacci sequence on it, and which brings in wealth and flow and abundance into your life. And I put 528 and Fibonacci sequence on both of my waters, meaning everybody that pours water, whether we make iced tea, whether we make coffee, whether we give it to the dogs, you know, everybody's getting that frequency in their water. And my oldest daughter came home, and she was really crabby and irritable, and I went and got a glass of water. I'm like, oh, my goodness, I forgot to put 528 on the water. As soon as I put 528 on the water, within hours, she totally changed her personality. And I'm not saying that's a definitive, like, lab study or anything, but you guys know how you play with things. You know what works and what doesn't work.
Oh, yeah. And we've seen that with plants, with words,
right,
and talking to them, and there's a lot. That's
right.
Exciting, and that's something people can do in their own home and just experiment with, and to see how it surrounds us. It's not something just done in a laboratory, but we can experiment and feel vibrations and feel the energy and how we're affected. Can I ask you? You said how you can give that frequency. How do you do that? Are there? I'm thinking music. What ways can a person tap into that frequency that they need?
Well, really high vibrating people with really clear fields that run at a high frequency, which, to be honest, is a lot of ifs. So we hear these wealth, health, prosperity people, and I, you know, that's great. And they're like, you can just speak things into existence. Yes, you can, but how clear is your field? And when I say how clear is your field, what do I mean? I mean, I can tell how clear your field is. Well, I can with my own abilities, but I also have technology, which you guys have probably seen maybe at a metaphysical fair, where we can take a picture or a voice prints are more accurate, and take a picture of the energy in your human aura, in the outer layers of energy that emanate from your body. You're a frequency generator. You're a radio tower. Every single thought, every single emotion, every single parasite, every single, anything, emotion is always vibrating from you. It can be read, and it's been able to be actually read for years and years and years. We just, they don't tell us about technology. We always get it late. But so it's all frequency. And you guys know frequencies can be read because you dial up your, well, the old school way before, like, we had all these Sirius radios and XM radio in our cars. But the old way is, you know, you dialed up to 92.3 and you know it's country, and 98.9 is rock. What is that? That's a frequency on a bandwidth. Your thoughts, your emotions, all these creatures that live in us, diseases, they all have a frequency. It can all be read. So we have what's called a frequency generator. You are a frequency generator, but we actually have a frequency generator where we can pick and program. And I have many people that are developers and programmers that work with me to manufacture these frequencies that we can actually have an output signal and put these frequencies out into energy field. And then the really mind blower that we really have to get to, because we live in a multidimensional world and we live in a very technological world, and we know this, we just don't apply it in practical ways. And I'm all about the practical. We know I'm talking to you, and you're hundreds, thousands of miles away. And we don't have a problem with that in our belief system. But we do have a problem, right, that you could come to someone like me. I could run a scan on you without ever knowing you, seeing you, talking to you, and I could email you or talk to you on the phone, or you could be in one of my groups, and I can tell you everything about you. And that's not using my ability. That's not using any of my abilities. That's only using my technology or the technology available to us. And that's pretty amazing. But what makes it even more amazing is I can give you practical suggestions, like you need more sun, or stay out of the sun, or take this product. You know, I can give you practical suggestions. But what's even cooler is the strongest medicine is always going to be the substance that we're made of. What are we made of? Everybody thinks our physical body, the density of our physical body is what we're made of, and then we emanate this energy. Well, we do, but what most people don't know is the holographic, the energy pattern came first and formed the physical body. So anything negative that unbalances you, including what we call psychic attack, if someone is thinking right now, I hate you, I hate you, I hate you, you don't have a strong auric field to protect your energy field, that's going to come into your energy layer, that's going to hit your body, eventually it's going to cause emotional, mental, spiritual, or physical manifestations of imbalance or disease. And so everything happens in the energetic first. So if we use energy medicine, everything unwinds, even the physical, much, much quicker. So I've had people come to me, young mother with eczema, beautiful young woman, but eczema all over her face, 30 years. And, you know, why can that unwind in 2 weeks? Because we're working on it in the energetic. And the body's energy first and matter second.
Yeah, okay. Okay, I have a lot of questions. I don't know which way to take it for sure. Just you mentioned how, okay, we have the energy field and then our body, and then things come in and can attack our physical body. Is there something we can do to not allow that or to strengthen it so it's not attacking us? Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. There is, being aware of it helps. So being aware of, let's say there's a store you shop at and you like what's in it. You know, you like the clothes, let's say. But every time you walk in, you get this really bad feeling and you feel really, really yucky emotionally. Maybe you feel more depressed or more anxious or fearful when you walk out. And I would recommend that if you have those really strong impressions, people, you can be around people like that. You can be in situations like that, that you really listen to that. Because if I ran a before and after scan on you, I guarantee you I would be like, the strength of your aura lessened, or, you know, things went unbalanced, or fear came up in your field. So it's really easy to see. And with this tech that we're offering your audience, it's so fun because you can do that. You can see what affects your own energy field. How do your pets affect you? How does the television program you're watching affect you? How does what you're putting in your mouth affect you? How does where you're going affect you? How does, you know, everything can be kind of analyzed and you can draw your own conclusions. In general, one of the best ways, which I'm resistant to, is really like meditation or prayer. And actively visualization, you know, strengthening it, imagining yourself in different, there's a lot of different techniques. I don't really want to say one because I don't really want people to do one because there's different things you do for different things that you're trying to accomplish. But in general, just getting really quiet and becoming aware of the energy field around your body is really important. And we all kind of innately know, have you guys ever been like in an airport and some guy or woman or child, it doesn't have to be a guy, but gets too close to you and you're like, I wish people wouldn't like come so close, like that feels violating. And to some people it doesn't, but that's an awareness of your energy field. And another thing, you know, some of you may have noticed is one of the things my girls and I notice is we'll walk in a place and sometimes like a whole coffee shop will stop when we walk in and turn and look at us. And my girls are like, why are they all looking at us? Believe me, you guys, they don't know who I am. It's not because of that. It's because our energy fields, we have worked on them for years and years and years, including my children, because I've taught them how to do it. And of course, they get frequency technology 24/7. But people feel that we're different, that we have a powerful, high-vibrating, light-filled energy field. So I think it's kind of getting comfortable. Do I feel powerful? Do people notice me? I call it practicing the art of presence. But you don't have to practice the art of presence if you have a true present. We all have our own frequency. Some people have horrific frequencies that are very dense and sluggish and a slow frequency. And some people have very, very high light-filled frequencies. And a lot of it has to do with their physical health, their mental health, their spiritual health, and their emotional health. Of the body and of the energy field.
Wow, that is fascinating. So basically we need to do whatever we need to do to raise our personal vibration. And the higher it is, the more, the stronger we are, or the more we can deflect or keep moving forward. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. And it's so individual, but there are general things that everyone in the audience is not doing that they could do that would raise the vibration of their home and of their personal energy field. And it's silly things that we don't think about. Maybe I'm more sensitive because I've worked so extensively in the paranormal field, but think about, you know, when a loved one passes and you bring all their junk, and I don't mean junk, precious stuff, and maybe some junk, in from them, you know, old letters and old clothes. You guys know what I'm talking about, an old, you know, and sometimes the family has the discussion. Who wants great grandma's chair? Oh, I don't. Oh, I guess I'll take it. Who wants the clock? I mean, you guys have been through it. And so we end up, usually once we get a little older, or even when we go to college or we move in, when I got married, you guys, all my furniture was other people's stuff. Nothing was new. Nothing was mine. Nothing resonated. It's so important to have things in your house. Actually, I believe every single item should be something of high vibration that resonates with you. It might not resonate with me. Maybe I should paint my bedroom purple. And you're like, purple? I would never have a purple bedroom. Because you don't need a purple bedroom, but I need a purple bedroom. So that minute, you know, everything. Do I love this lamp? If you don't love something, I always should get rid of it. And more than that, I'm really into a greenhouse. So when I went to look for a floor cushion to sit on my low table when I work on my computer, I got an organic. I paid more money to get an organic cotton floor cushion, you know, and so I'm very, very conscious of what comes in my home. You know, my home's not perfect either, and I was just talking about this last night on one of my calls, but it's even more than that. It's, do you guys have a lot of, you know, books from college? Do you have a lot of occult material? Do you have a lot of dark, depressing, crazy history books? Do you have torrid romance novels that are putting out this false vibration and frequency of what love is? I mean, it gets really deep. You know, I went in my daughter's room, and I'm not going to go into what it was, but it's a whole other conversation. But she had a bunch of ads torn out for magazines. And I happened to stop. You know how teenagers are. They do stuff so quick. You don't even know what they're doing half the time. So I walked into her room, and there were some images, and they weren't sexual. It had to do with some other things. And I immediately pulled it off the wall because I felt that frequency. It made me stop and look at the wall, you know, in more detail. And I pulled those images off the wall and threw them away because I understand that all that stuff is hitting her whenever she goes in her room. And what does she do? She sleeps in that room. It doesn't matter if her eyes are open. That frequency, that image is energy, and it's vibrating, and it's affecting her while she sleeps. And so I'm just so conscious, and I'm constantly teaching about how we have to be very, very aware of all that stuff.
I appreciate you saying that because it validates everything we see or hear or do affects us. From, you know, TV or magazines that we bring into the home, or we have to be aware. I appreciate you explaining that to us. Why?
Yeah, it's so funny. We know that, or, you know, our parents teach us that, but there really is a scientific reason, which is so cool to me. And I can deal with that. And I even was telling people, it's not that you can't bring in, and I was using Victoria's Secret as an example last night, but I said, it's not that you can't bring in a catalog that may not be vibrating at the highest and order something out of it and look through it, but get rid of it. You know, we tend to bury stuff, and if we can't see it, we think it's not broadcasting into our environment. But everything that we think is solid is actually not. It's energetic. Your couch is energetic. The magazine is energetic. Your TV, of course, is energetic. Everything, the clothes you wear, everything has a frequency and a vibration. And it's the sum total of every single item in your house that is the vibration of your house. The sum total of the land that your house is on that's the vibration of the land in your neighborhood and on and on. And, yes, there are things we can do to cleanse and clear. And I'm called in a lot to work with that, and we do work with our clients on that. But you can do a lot yourself. You can just do a lot with your own intuition and your own knowing and what feels good to you. And what's logical? I remember a roommate I had in college. I walked in, and we just moved in a couple weeks ago, so we're still kind of decorating, if you can call it what college students do, decorating. And I walked in, and there was a man with a gun to his head on my bedroom wall. And I couldn't even deal with it. I went to my RA, and I'm like, this girl's crazy. Get her out of my room. And get her picture out of my room. And I'm not saying that was the best way to handle it or the most loving way, you guys. But there was something in me that I just knew that that was a reflection of the person, number one, her taste in, and I'm putting this in air quotes, art, and number two, I wasn't going to sleep in a bedroom with that on the wall.
Right.
It matters, you guys. It matters.
Oh, yes, it does. Oh, this is, I just, goodness, I could just listen to you and keep going. Let me ask, what is your advice for someone who is struggling with whatever? It doesn't matter what they're struggling with. What advice do you have to offer?
You know, my advice would be more an encouragement. It is, there is a solution. If I didn't believe that 30 years ago, I know that and would stake my life on it now. So it doesn't matter how long you've had a disease or a thought pattern. You know, maybe you're obsessive compulsive. Maybe you struggle with anxiety. Maybe you're a procrastinator. Maybe it's serious. And you struggle with diabetes or heart issues or relationship problems. And you think that, or you've never been able to make your business work. It doesn't matter what area it's in, or you don't feel connected to God, or you don't think you have any supernatural abilities. It's all not true. Any of that can be balanced and fixed. But the first step, you have to identify the imbalance. You can't know how to fix what is wrong if you don't know what's truly wrong. And I don't mean a disease label. I mean what is causing it. What is the underlying imbalances that make up that disease label of fibromyalgia or depression or even poverty? It's all frequency. Money's frequency. You know, running a business is frequency. A business has its own energy. So it can all be worked with very specifically. But I believe the reason you, and I'm talking to your audience, haven't found the reason is, number one, you're trying to make yourself less special than you are, because you are so crazy, amazing, and individual. You take a crazy, amazing, individual solution. You need to go to someone who can help you discover that. And what I love most about what I do, it's not me telling you, it's you telling me how to help you.
Oh, I love that. Everything you've shared has been fantastic. Work on the energetic level, get to the root of it. And what did you say?
Mm-hmm.
It's knowing who we are, believing in ourselves enough, and to reach out and to take these steps, because we're worth it.
And your body and your mind and your emotions and your spirit wants homeostasis or balance more than you do. And it's working for you. And you need to believe that and keep. And I don't even think, look, I think just decide, come to a moment when you're like, okay, I'm going to go with myself instead of keep working against myself. And I'm going to, you know, listen. It's all about listening. That's all I do. I listen to you. And you need to start listening to you.
Oh, I love this. I guess our time has passed. I could just keep going so much. Why don't we let you share? You have a free gift that you're offering everyone, and then if you have any last thoughts, we probably ought to close after that.
My free gift my free gift is actually a taste of this technology, and you are able to record your voice imprint. It's called Energy Mastered. It's my brand new app. This is one of the first places I've publicly introduced it, although my groups have had access to it. My practitioners have been using it with just astounding results. I was actually playing with it the other night. I about fell off my couch with my results, and it takes a lot to impress me. So it's so much fun. But you can record the voice of anything, even a pet. And you don't really need to record a voice, but we'll go over that in the call. And you get an aura photo of your current energy, and we'll teach some things that help you interpret that. When we do have the call, a call comes with it. And it also shows you the position of your auras, of your chakras, because I always say I'm like two, so I love like moving things, and I don't like weird mystical numbers. I like to visually see when things are out of balance, and I like to visually see when things are in balance. So we've made a moving chakra page on this where you can actually see, and if some of you are like, oh, I don't feel comfortable speaking in public. And this is so interesting, and I have to point this out. What we think is our personality, until you are balanced, I'm going to throw down the gauntlet that you don't know who you are and you don't know what your skills are. Because I see people with unbalanced chakras, that have never been in balance, that have never been able to publicly speak. And when their chakras get balanced, they are powerhouses. They go up on big stages and they make tons of money. I mean, it gets crazy. So a lot of what we think is inborn personality is mental, emotional, spiritual, or physical energetic imbalance, which is profound. If you guys can really let that kind of saturate your energy field and think about that, that's huge. That includes a lot. That actually includes everything. Taste in food will change when you're balanced. It's so interesting. But anyway. Anyway, we built in a frequency. This is a mini frequency generator. So this app actually has about, I'd say about 20, including like infrared and some of the colors on the color spectrum we don't think about, invisible white, I think, and some kind of weird colors or non-colors. But we built healing frequencies of color. And if you guys have ever heard, color therapy is a whole modality in itself. There are color therapists of some very, very powerful people that just use color to heal. So you can bring almost everything to balance by color alone, which is why I mean we can move to balance so easily. But this, we're building this this tech and this app up in layers because it's really expensive to build because of the frequency generator part of it. But you can actually take your aura picture. You know, we'll teach you about that. See if your chakras are balanced. They won't be. And then scan yourself. And then what the app does is it recommends the three colors that will balance you. And then you run those colors, the frequencies, and it has a tone. We're going to put music with it. That's the next fix. But right now it has a tone because we just wanted to get it out to people. We're going to make it more pleasant. But it has a tone and a frequency, and you play that into your field or into a room or into a child's field or into a pet or into a client if you're a practitioner, and then you run it again. And all I'm going to say is your guys' minds will be blown. And things will come to balance right away, but not only can you play colors as therapy again, you know, people will go for a jog and take a before and after. You know, what does my aura look like? Where are the colors? Am I balanced? Where are my chakras? And then they'll go for a jog. And they'll be like, oh, I feel worse, which isn't always bad because sometimes you're detoxing or your lymph system's throwing things off. So it's just, it's such a useful tool. And yes, it's an advanced tool. And yes, it has a learning curve because it does no good if you don't know what the colors mean. Or although everybody can see when their chakras are in a straight line. Like, that's why I like it, because it's kind of like really complicated and really sophisticated, but you can still benefit from the visuals of it and be like, oh, goodness, I just took a Epsom salt bath and my chakras balanced and they weren't balanced before. What does that tell you? Put that up in your head. Epsom salt baths are really good for who? Good for me? Maybe not. Good for you? Absolutely.
Wow. Wow. That is mind-blowing just hearing you explain it. I want to do this very much. I can see the benefit. Oh, Dr. Kimberly, I want to encourage our listeners to there's a link provided here. So go to that link, get to know Dr. Kimberly more, take advantage of this free gift. It sounds wonderful. I definitely am going to. Do you have any last thoughts for us?
I just wish you guys, and I said this to my group last night, I wish you could see yourself as I see you, because with my abilities and with my tech's ability, you guys are these beautiful, shining, very easily moved light beams. And if you could just own the energetic layer of you, it's so empowering, because you're not just this human too skinny, too fat, too tall, too short, too depressed, too anxious, too discouraged, you know, pound of flesh. You're like so much more. You're this eternal, beautiful, bright soul that was brought here at this time specifically to express your gifts and your abilities in expansive joy. And that is 100% possible. And when is it possible? It's possible beginning now.
And just breathing that in, that's beautiful. And I can sense we needed to hear that. A lot of us needed to hear that. Oh, Dr. Kimberly, thank you so much for your time with us. Once again, I want to thank our listeners for your time and encourage you, go to her link, take advantage of this free gift, and really get to know Dr. Kimberly McGeorge. And once again, thank you for being with us.
It's absolutely always my pleasure.
Oh, I appreciate you. And I want to tell our audience, this is Melanie Newman encouraging each of you to live a life filled with joy.